Patient's name is Lincoln Wilkes. First name Lincoln, last name Witz. Date of birth is 8/3/2018. Date of service 5/16/2022. History of present illness is 3-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by mom and sibling. Mom states both of the children have had a cough and fever for the past several days. Mom did give the patient ibuprofen prior to arrival, and his temperature did decrease. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current meds, deny medical history, deny surgical history, deny social history, deny exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, respiratory, 20, temp 98.5. He weighs 30 pounds, physical exam general. He's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Bilateral tympanic membranes are obscured by cerumen. He does have mild erythema to the posterior pharynx, but he does have tonsillar enlargement, which mom states is pretty normal for him. Neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, group, number 2, febrile illness, number 3, viral syndrome. Patient will have a flu and strep swab done in the office. Both of those tests did actually come back negative. I'm going to write him a prescription of Prilone to take half a teaspoon twice a day for 3 days for that croup, and then a prescription of Histex PD for his symptoms. Mom will treat with Motrin Tylenol as needed for that fever, but I am going to give her a prescription of amoxicillin weight-based just because I am unable to see his tympanic membranes just in case he does have an ear infection, but she is going to hold that prescription and not give it to him unless he has worsening of condition or continuing a fever. She will bring him back to the clinic for reevaluation. If he does continue to get worse, though, mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.